blessed day, guys. And as you all know, it's Wednesday, so it's the word. I'm just playing, guys. Now that we got out of the way, let's go in the house and do this because it's so hot. I'm sweating everywhere. Okay, y'all. So where did we end in chapter 6? Chapter 6 ended with Gideon, Yerubel, saying, hey, God, me, okay, we done did the post, we done cut that down, now you saying we're going to war, I'm going to lead them, right? Okay, so to make sure that you are that I am, and this ain't somebody else trying to trick me, this ain't Bill trying to trick me, you know what I'm saying? Let the rag be wet, and everything around it be dry. And what did he do the next morning? He came out there, and everything around it was dry, and the rag was so wet that when he wrung it out, it was enough to fill a bowl. To fill a bowl, y'all. This ain't no dew on the ground. This ain't no morning fog. You know what I'm saying? This that I am. Yeah, yeah. What did he say? Okay, God. Okay. One more. Please. One more. If the whole ground is wet and the rag is dry, we're going to do this. The next day, the ground was saturated and the rag was dry. All right, Vida. All right, King. All right, God of all gods, the one who can see every crevice of the earth and light it up. We riding. Let's do this. Let's get into chapter 7, y'all. Chapter 7, verse 1. Early the next day, Yerubel, that is Gideon, and all the troops with him, encamped above in Harod, the springs of Harod, while the camp of Midian was in the plain to the north of him at Gibeath Morah, the hill of Morah. Y'all know how my handwriting be sometimes. It ain't that bad today, but yeah, okay, so let's go with it. Because we're going to bring it to their front door. Blood on my side. You know what I'm saying? So they in the plane, so we go up there, you know. We set up camp not too far off, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling good. I'm feeling high. The Lord done proved he the Lord twice. Three times, if you ask, when I made him that bread and that soup, and he... And then it's okay. We're gonna do this. You know he called the family. You know that. Midian, Amalek, and the Kedemites trying to jump me. What's up? Oh, what's up? Don't forget he had all the cousins. Asher came. Who else came? Ephraim came. All the clans, they rallied up. Cause what you talking about? Go get your people, I go get my people. The Lord said to Gideon, you have too many troops with you for me to deliver Midian into your hands. Israel might claim for themselves the glory due to me, thinking our own hand has brought us victory. But when I was telling y'all, God had already done told him, you know what I'm saying? I went ahead a little bit, you know, give y'all a snippet. But yeah, God was like, it's too many of y'all. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all are real haughty. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all are just here because I ain't been no fight in a minute, boy. All the stress I done had up against me, I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all ain't. Y'all ain't gonna give God the glory. Y'all gonna try to take the glory from me. Gideon, you can't have all them. Let's talk about it, you know. Some of y'all have been denied a blessing simply because you have a prideful heart. You prayed for it, and then you got to work. And God still couldn't give you that blessing. What did you say? God, I did all the right things. I did this, I did that. And God would say, but where your heart posture was, you know. If I would have gave you this, you would have said, God, I ain't had nothing to do with that. I know for a fact that was me. I know for a fact. Forgetting that you prayed for it, and the moment you prayed for it, he said, so shall it be. Remember when y'all was here and the man came on the horse because his son was sick. He had been traveling like 2 days. His son was sick. And he said, Lord, please, you know, please heal my son. And God told him he is healed. Jesus told him he's healed. And he went riding back. It was like a day after, you know what I'm saying? It was a long ride. He on the horse and his people met him. He said, your son was healed. You know, I think it was like at 1 PM and the man realized that was the exact same time that the Lord said he will be healed. I understand when you ask God for something and you believe for it, right then, you got it. He's making preparations. You just got a plan for it. You said you ain't gonna know what to do when you get it. You don't want to do the work. You ask God for certain things to happen in your life and God already made it happen. You just have to work towards it. Because if you ain't ready for the blessing, you don't get it and you're gonna squander it. You might run into somebody who's supposed to give it to you, but because you didn't realize that you already had it, you talked reckless to them and they was like, nah, I'm gonna help that person out. Don't be prideful. chapter 7, verse 3. Therefore, announce to the men, let anybody who is timid and fearful turn back. 22,000 troops turned back and 10,000 remained. I like how they was a little scared, but they was going to ride for their people. They was going to ride for their people. I ain't never had nobody ride for me like that. You know, I remember I was younger, and I used to get into things. I wasn't no bully. I'm small. I'm pretty. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never had nobody ride for me but my sister. And when I say my sister, I mean my oldest sister on my mom's side. Now, it's no doubt about me. My oldest sister on my dad's side going to stand up, blood, sweat, draw, anything. You know what I'm saying? That was like my second mama growing up. She loved my stinking guts, and I love her stinking guts. And there's no amount of time in the world that could pass where I would ever never love her. You know, I love my family, but I mean, like, friends and everything like that. I ain't never had nobody ride for me. I was always on my own. So when I saw this man, I don't know, it did something to me. You know what I'm saying? To, you know, man, they came together. And it don't matter what was happening. It don't matter who was falling out with who. You called and we came, because at the end of the day, we love you. Family need to get back to that. You know what I'm saying? People fall out and it's like, F family, I don't do family. So you know what I'm saying? Family gonna always be family. They probably gonna always talk about you. Them the people that know you. You just gotta decide if it's worth, you know what I'm saying? Letting the devil come between everything that y'all could have made great. You know what I'm saying? Your family could have been meant to do great things. You know what I'm saying? That's why I always pray for mine, Lord. I'm gonna pray for mine. It don't matter if we fall out, if we're at odds. I'm gonna still love you. I'm still love you. You know what I'm saying? Even if I distance myself, I might have to distance myself because my heart can't take going back and forth with something. My heart's 7-4. Keep up now, y'all know I go in detail. It ain't no reason why you can't follow me with this. You know what I'm saying? Not at this moment. Not this far in the game. Come on, man. There are still too many troops. They had 10,000. There are still too many troops, the Lord said to Gideon. Take them down by the water and we will sift them out from there. God told Gideon, anyone he says is to go with him, to keep. And anyone he says not to go, stays. Man, do you know how in tune you got to be with God to hear God's voice and trust, y'all. Trust and believe that it is God. Because a lot of times God comes to us in the sound of our own voice. And the enemy can too. You know what I'm saying? I know sometimes it's a lot going on. You hear a lot of things. You don't know what to distinguish. But set boundaries with you and God. God, let your voice be the first voice I hear above anything. God, let your voice be the, you know, such and such. Whatever works for you. But trust that. Trust it. You know, God, you know what I'm saying? Yell at me when I hear you. Anything you might say, then he yell in your head and you're like, nah, that was me. Nah, but you ask him this. Don't forget the prayers that you're asking for, because when he comes and he's like, oh, I did what you said and you still don't know it's me. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate Gideon for knowing that God is God. He took him down to the water. Okay, God, I'm going to let you choose. You know, but God, for you to be looking at this one, thinking in your head, God, what about him? Nah, not him. I'm sorry, bro. You can't go. I know, bro. God, what about him? We're going to let you stay right here. No, it's okay. God says just too many of us, you know. Nothing towards you. You know what I'm saying? I know. I already know, cuz. I know how you get down, cuz. I know. But stay right here. You know what I'm saying? God, what about him? Yeah. Alright, you going to ride out with us. You know what I'm saying? Take a lot of stuff. A lot of faith. To hear God's voice and honor it. So kudos to everybody that hear God's voice and honor it. Kudos to those who get conviction when they hear it and they're not certain, and then it hurts them, because that means you can grow. You can grow. The Lord said to Gideon, set apart all of those who lap up the water with their tongues like dogs from all of those who get down on their knees to drink. The ones who lapped up the water was 300. 7-7. Then the Lord said to Gideon, I will deliver you and I will put Midian into your hands through the 300 lappers. You know what that said to me when I read that? Let the rest of the troops go home. You know what that said to me when I said that? God want the ones that's hungry. God want the ones that's... He don't want nobody out there trying to be cute. There ain't gonna be that many of y'all. You have to... The lappers took the provisions and horns that the other men had with them. And he sent the rest of the men of Israel back to their homes, retaining only the 300 men. We're down to 300. We started out with, but they had a lot of them, man. They were about 40,000 deep, almost. The Lord said to Gideon, set apart all of those who lap up the water with their tongues like dogs from all of those who get down on their knees to drink. The ones who lapped up the water was 300. 7:7. Then the Lord said to Gideon, I will deliver you, and I will put Midian into your hands through the 300 lappers. You know what that said to me when I read that? Let the rest of the troops go home. You know what that said to me when I said that? God want the ones that's hungry. God want the ones that's... He don't want nobody out there trying to be cute. There ain't gonna be that many of y'all. You have to... The lappers took the provisions and horns that the other men had with them. And he sent the rest of the men of Israel back to their homes, retaining only the 300 men. We're down to 300. We started out with, but they had a lot of them, man. They were about 40,000 deep, almost. 22,000 went home off rip when God said, too many of y'all, man. It's too many of y'all. And then what? Then he broke down from 10,000 to 300. So they had, what, 32,000 of them at first? Now we had 300? I know Gideon like, God, oh. Against all of them? Midian, Amalek, and the Canaanites? It's all gonna be 300 of us? All right, whatever you say, God. You already improved, you God, whatever you say. But he's still a little nervous. He's still worried, but he's trusting God for it. It's okay to be scared and still trust God for it. How do I know? The same way y'all gonna know. It's in the text, baby. It's in the text. Let's get into it. The Midian camp was below him in the plain. That night, the Lord told him to descend upon the Midianites, for he will deliver them into their hands. Y'all boys ready? Oh, everything's sweet. Everything is sweet down there. Let's go shake the table. So remember how I told y'all he was still a little nervous. He was scared, but he believed God for it. How you know, Wanna? Chapter 7, verse 10. That's how I know. And if you are afraid to attack, first go down to the camp with your attendant, Purah, and listen to what they say. After that, you will have the courage to attack the camp. That's always good to have the right people on your team, baby. If somebody always telling you, oh, you can do this better. Oh, da, da, da. You know, sometimes you just need encouragement. Oh, why are you doing that? Oh, well, no, no, no. Get around people who are going to encourage you, who are going to push you, who are going to steal that dog in you. I ain't got it in you, man. You got it in you. Stop walking with your head down. Hold your head up, baby. You got it in you. I see it all over you. You already believe God for it. Why you can't believe yourself for it? You already got it. It's in you. It don't matter what those witches and those warlocks spoke up against you. Denounce it. You believe God? Sever the civil cords. You know what I'm saying? You got it. It can't touch you when you believe God for it. Not you, but believe God for it. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Know that. You can tell that mountain to move. You can move a mountain. Whatever in your life that's holding you back, whatever stumbling block, when you give it to God, baby, he gonna move it out your way. Just believe. You know what I'm saying? All right, 7:12. Now Midian, Amalek, and all the Kedemites were spread over the plain as thick as locusts. I let you know it was a lot on them. Way more than 300. And their camels were countless, as numerous as the sands on the seashore. So let's paint a picture for that. God done told all them boys to turn back. Turn back. And it's only 300 of us. And we can't even see the ground because there's so many of them. We can't even count how many of the others is. God, you trying to set us up to fail? No. You said you're going to handle it, God. You said you're going to handle it. This is all I need. You said you're going to handle it, God. I'm going to trust you for it. I'm going to let you handle it. Because you handle it. I believe. So what Gideon do? He go see Purah for that inspiration, for that pick me up, because I need to be picked up. I don't need to be brought down. I don't need nobody around me saying, bro, I'm scared. You scared? Nah, don't instill that fear in me. Don't heighten that fear in me. I rebuke that. Hype me up. Gideon came up just as one man was telling another man of a dream. Some call it a dream. I call it, you know, a prophecy. But listen, he said, I had this dream. There was a commotion. And the text says it was something missing right there. So it should have been more right there. But I'm guessing, I'm going to just guess they couldn't decipher what it was on the text. You know what I'm saying? Off the scrolls. But it was supposed to be something right there. So listen, he said, I had this dream. There was a commotion. A loaf of barley bread was whirling through the Midianite camp. It came to a tent and struck it, and it fell. It turned it upside down, and the tent collapsed. To this, the other responded, "That can only mean the sword of the Israelite Gideon, son of Joash. God is delivering Midian and the entire camp into his hands." You hear that? Gideon walking up. You know, he ain't even saying that to nobody. He just see him talking. "Oh, but I had a dream. Midian getting flipped. Midianites getting flipped. That got to mean, that got to mean Gideon gonna do it. That got to mean Gideon gonna do it." Gideon over there like, okay. Say less. When Gideon heard this interpretation, he bowed low. "Thank you, Heavenly Father, for delivering the Midianites, Camelites, Amalek, Kittimites, and everybody into our hands, Lord. Thank you for letting me know that you are God. You are the one true King. Nothing can stop us. Thank you for going ahead of us like a cloud and defeating the enemy, Lord. Thank you for giving us the strength to overcome anything that may stand in our way. Thank you for the strength you've given us. I rebuke that spirit of fear, and I replace it with courage, God. I rebuke that spirit of insecurity, and I replace it with confidence, God. Glory, hallelujah." You know, he ended. "Let me bow down. Thank you, God." When Gideon returned to the camp of Israel, he shouted, "Come on. The Lord has delivered the Midianite camp into our hands. We ready. Come on. Let's run down on the boys now." Ain't no time like the present. 7:16. He divided the 300 men into three columns and equipped every man with a ram's horn and an empty jar with a torch in each jar. Well, y'all know what's going down. Y'all know what's going down. Oh, we're going to set everything ablaze. Yeah. Oh, y'all thought y'all was the first people to come up with that, right? It's somebody out there saying, "I came up with fire in a jar." Okay. Gideon told the Israelites to watch him and do as he does. "When I get to the outpost of the camp, do exactly as I do. When I and all those with me blow their horns, you too and all around the camp will blow your horns and shout for the Lord and for Gideon." Yeah. They gonna know who brought this to their front door. When we get there, sound them horns and let them know. Yeah. Yeah. It was Gideon who did this. Gideon who you wanted to crucify. Gideon who you named Yerubel, because let Baal contend to me, right? Let Baal handle me since I knocked down his altar and replaced it with God's altar and his post. You know what I'm saying? And I made a new sacrifice because my I am is that I am. You don't know who brought you to your knees. Yeah. Joash, boy. The one who you ain't think was going to be in there. All right. Let's talk about it. 7:19. Gideon and the 100 men with him. So they had three groups. 100 apiece. Gideon against so many people, you can't even see the ground. So many, more than the same. You ever be at the beach and you just be looking and feel like it just go on and on and on? That's how they were looking at it. Remember he said they had as many men as the sands on the seashore. That's what he said. Now, this is their words. These ain't my words. I let y'all know when I've been there said something, because sometimes it's been aggravating me, and I thought, oh, shoot, God ain't said it, y'all. I said that. Let's keep it. I ain't said that. So the text said. Gideon and the 100 men with him arrived to the outpost of the camp. At the beginning of the middle watch, just after the sentries were posted. All right. I had to see what that was talking about. Okay, so, let you know they changed them, so they exaggerated some stuff, because y'all already know, you gotta do your research. You gonna look into them, she gonna look into the stuff that they hide. They be like, go to verse, if you want to know more, go to the, I do the work for you, baby. Do the work for you. So it says emendation yields the act of correcting improving text, you know, because that's all it said in the footnote, just the emendation. So you know, I looked it up, because what y'all talking about? So the next lines could be corrected or exaggerated. So it could have been corrected to say, oh no, maybe this was the right way door, or it could have been exaggerated, and I feel like it was just a little bit exaggerated, just because God said he was going to deliver them into Gideon's hands. You know what I'm saying? And some of the stuff they like to say, oh, well, all the people did this, you know? Because let's not put one man on a pedestal. Let's not. God said Gideon was going to do it, and Gideon did it. Anyways. He sounded the horn and smashed the jars that he had with him. And so after Gideon broke his jars and everything and blew his horns, everybody did it behind him, right? And they shouted, a sword for the Lord and a sword for Gideon. Yeah. Gideon broke his jars and everything and blew his horns. Everybody did it behind him, right? And they shouted, a sword for the Lord and a sword for Gideon. Yeah. Chapter 7, verse 21. They remained standing where they were, surrounding the camp, but the entire camp ran about yelling and took flight. Not what is all these people in here yelling to take in flight? They probably running into each other. They probably running into each other. Got to be. Got to be. When the 300 horns were sounded, the Lord turned every man's sword against his fellow throughout the camp, and the entire host fled as far as Bethshitta, and on to Zerara, as far as the outskirts of Abel Mahala, near Tabath. They took off running. They were fighting each other. God said they turned against each other. Because don't hold my shirt, man. Don't hold my shirt. Try to get away. Chapter 7, verse 23. And now the men of Israel from Naphtali and Asher and from all of Manasseh rallied for the pursuit of the Midianites. All right, so don't look like everybody went home. God told them to turn back and go home. Look like they were camping out. They were waiting. They were waiting by the river. Wade in the water. Gideon sent messengers all through the hill country of Ephraim, with the order. And it says uncertain about the text, so he probably sent more order than letting us know what it is. Go down ahead of the Midianites and seize their access to the water and all along the Jordan down to Beth Barah. Okay, so you know, the men camp back there. The people, I'm sorry y'all can't go with me. Y'all stay here until further instruction. And now Midian sending this, okay, they running. Man, go tell Cud they coming their way. We gonna railroad them, we gonna block them off. Y'all ain't getting away. What y'all said? Let Baal contend for me? Let Baal come for me? All right. Well, yeah. Now remember, the tribe of Ephraim was like the second oldest. Reuben was oldest. I believe the Reubenites was the oldest. Or was it Manasseh? Is Manasseh the oldest? We'll get there when we get there. So all of the men of Ephraim rallied and seized the waterside down to Beth Barah by the Jordan. They pursued and captured Midian's two generals, Oreb and Zeb. Okay, so they got two of the big generals. People that's leading the troops. You know what I'm saying? Troops don't know what to do. Cut the head off, the body fall dead. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get them. Ephraim, the tribe Ephraim that stepped down, you know what I'm saying? And they know, you know what I'm saying, to be them boys. Like, you know what I'm saying? They clan, they tribe, you know what I'm saying? Oh, we breeding them real boys. You know what I'm saying? We the ones you call when you need to get something done. That's us. You know what I'm saying? So, boom, they seize two generals. You already know the troops don't know what to do. What's the plan, Lord? What's the plan, Baal? What's the plan? They killed Oreb at the rock of Oreb and killed Zeb at the wine press of Zeb. Oh, yeah. Oh, they ain't even play. Oh, you thought this was going to be named after you? You going to die when you made a stand to say this was yours, because don't none of this belong to you. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. They brought the heads of Oreb and Zeb to the other side of the Jordan to Gideon. Yeah, let me show you what we did.
I know, y'all ain't ready for it to be over, but that sums up chapter 7. Yep. So y'all already see what the Lord is doing for Gideon. Gideon and the Israelites, you know what I'm saying? He doing big things. We overcoming. We knocking them boys out. Draw bows on them, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
All right. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe to my page, you know what I'm saying? I am on everything as Freedom the Poet. Also, I'm on Apple Music, YouTube, everything. You know, if you want to hear some of my poetry for the Lord, everything you want to do to follow the word, you know what I'm saying? If you want to talk to God and you ain't trying to get confused, you know, everybody want to talk about the spiritual aspect of it. You know, it's crazy how all y'all want his power, but don't want his law. All y'all want to do the works of God. Y'all acting as y'all father. And I ain't talking about the one true God. I'm talking about the one who wanted to be him. Y'all acting like that. Y'all got his traits and y'all got to break out of that. Oh, we should do this or we should do that. Yeah, but you should go to God first about it, and you don't want to do that. You want to be your own God. But anyways.
Let's get into it. Freedom to Pour on everything. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Lucky girl up next. Freedom with a U and not an O because I needed some originality. Chapter 8 coming soon, y'all.